You are naked. You must be naked and completely open to what you are instructed to do. You lie there on the bed with perhaps a sheet over your still damp body to keep off the chill. You've just taken your steaming hot bath as instructed. Perhaps you've shaved your legs or trimmed around your pussy. Your soft lips still tingle. On the table beside you, you see a glass of whiskey, a tube of KY jelly, a strangely shaped crystal dildo, and a scarf to serve as blindfold. Take a drink of whiskey if you like. Feel the sharp liquor flame down your throat. Set the glass down again on the table, noting its position. Note as well the position of the dildo and the lube. For now, you must tie the scarf around your eyes. You must blind yourself to all distraction. You must move to a deeper place. As you tie the scarf around your eyes, let me remind you of how the day has gone so far. On awakening, you found your breakfast on a tray beside you in the bed, coffee and toast with blackberry jam, and a lychee nut. The house was silent and appeared empty, yet at every turn you were reminded of a presence, a warm breath falling on the back of your neck, a hand gently brushing along your ass as you bent over the sink, more hands reaching around to lightly cup your breast as you sat at a table, and then a sudden sharp nipple at your ear. All these sensations rapidly rose and quickly withdrew, leaving only the faint scent of a musk behind. Remember all of this as you tie the scarf firmly over your eyes. Now, lie back down on the bed. Feel around on the side table for the dildo, the lube, and the whiskey, so that you know where they are, so that you can find them and take them when they are most needed. The window is open to summer, but only now are you truly beginning to feel it, feel its warmth penetrating, reclaiming your cooling body. Feel the light breeze as it rustles the leaves of the laurel tree just outside your window. Summer is good for you. It loosens you, dissolves the knots in your mind, sets a sweet aching rolling through your body. You remember other summer days when you made love on the beach in the tropics, on a sailboat in the harbor, in the deep grass of a tiny island offshore, with strange bird calls answering your moans and cries. Or in a simple cornfield on a warm moon-flooded night when he sucked and licked your breasts until they glistened, and your pussy blossomed sweetly as he entered you on the fertile earth beneath the arms of corn. All of your summers of lovemaking flow into this moment, as this moment will flow into the next. But here may come a slight disturbance. You may hear a door open and close. You may sense other movements in the room. Someone has entered. You don't know who. But know that whoever has entered finds you richly enticing, nearly impossible to resist. Whoever is in the room with you can scarcely restrain himself, feels a gnawing in his gut to rip the sheet from your rich body and plunge his cock inside. He's driven to see the face of your desire, when your slanted almond eyes slant all the more, and your lips turn up at the corners in that voracious smile, and your face glows with satisfied lust. He drinks at the well of your face of desire, and would return again and again in his thirst. But he has his own instructions. He must resist for as long as he can. So know that whoever is in there in the room with you is aching to fuck you, to lick and suck you, to do whatever it takes to see your fully awakened desire. He's there, barely suppressing his breathing, perhaps at the foot of the bed, a great yearning in his face. Perhaps you can detect his musky scent as he pulls his stiff cock from his pants. Keep all this in mind as you quite naturally reach for your breasts, circle the beautiful pale mounds, pinch the electric nipples. Do that for him, the one in your room. you feel your breaths naturally, as he will feel them on another day under different rules. He'll feel their rich weight, squeeze the nipples, run his tongue around them, and they'll taste sweet, as they always do. And they'll drive him to suck, gently at first, and harder, then ravenously, as if he were starving for your pleasure and his. But you know he won't stop there. His tongue and hands will lick and stroke your whole body of desire over your belly, hips and ass, your legs and feet. He'll gently suck your toes, lick up your thighs, and then you know what he can do with his lips and tongue. How he can suck and ravish and open out your pussy, turn your cunt ravenous with the probing of his warm tongue. But again, that's for another day, under different rules. Now it's up to you, but you must do as instructed. Show him what you can do. Make him lose control. Make him unable to resist fucking you, even if it is wrong or forbidden, especially if it's forbidden. Run your hands down your smooth body, over your firm hips, inside your thighs, over the warming lips of your pussy. Your body is beautiful and full. Enjoy it, the way another would, the way he would. Let your hands wander where they will, over your breasts and hardening nipples, down again to your thighs, your pussy. Imagine that they are the hands of another, like one in the room with you, who aches for you, whose hands would transmit that ache as they gently pinched and stroked. Keep going until you feel the ache in your cunt, until you can scarcely resist plunging your fingers in, until you're as eager to be fucked, to fuck yourself, as the one in the room, as anyone who can see how beautiful you are. Go on. Go on. Reach over for the lube when you're ready. Squeeze a little on your delicate fingers, then smooth it over your pussy, down and up, gently wetting the delicate inner and outer lips, down from the top over the hood of your clit to the ends of your swelling lips, and perhaps further still to the starboard of your ass. Push your fingers inside your cunt and your ass. Gently lube inside and out until the whole hungry realm of your pussy is awakened, tingling, aching. Go on. Go on. When you're ready, reach over to the table. Pick up the crystal dildo. Feel along its length. It's kind of S-shaped, with the thin end of a handle for your own hand and a thicker end, knobbed for the probing of your cunt. It's cool to the touch. You'll warm it as you rub its glassy surface with lube and push it gently in. It feels delicious, sliding around your inner surfaces as you explore, hooking up to your G-spot, turning in your hungry core as you discover new sensations. With your other hand, you reach down and begin a gentle circling around the hood of your clit. Perhaps a moan escapes your lips. You've been aching to touch yourself from there almost from the beginning. Now, as you continue to probe your cunt with the crystal dildo, you further stroke your whole pussy into a delicious heat, while slowly increasing the pace, tightening the focus, the intensity, returning with greater urgency in a delirious circling of your clit. Now moans do escape your lips. You gasp. Pre-orgasmic jolts pour through your body. You feel an urge to laugh, cry, scream. Go on. Go on. You need no further instruction, but images perhaps pass through your mind, urging you on, of glorious fucks past. Perhaps the day he fucked you on the mountainside, and the ultralight passed over just as you came. Or when you were shocked by his swelling cock in the cold mountain lake. Or when you returned home that night from that film, and you unzipped his pants on the stairs and gobbled his cock in one motion, and overwhelmed, he exploded in your mouth. Or perhaps other heated images are rising in your mind of anyone. Just go on. It doesn't matter. Just go on. Go on. Because you want to be fucked. You're ready to be fucked. And whoever is in the room with you will fuck you. But first, you must come for him. Come for him. Come for him. Come for him. Please, come for me.